We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After another violent weekend in Chicago, Police Superintendent David Brown pleaded with the public to come forward with any information on the shootings that left 18 people dead, 47 wounded.
We cannot compartmentalize the violence that is tearing families and communities apart. We are all part of this city. We all see its beauty, and we can no longer turn a blind eye to the violence here. I am pleading, please help us bring these murderers to justice.
Four children were among 65 people shot across Chicago this weekend. Three children were killed. The bloody weekend in Chicago means outreach workers will be out in the community trying to stop retaliatory shootings.
Dismantling street gangs has left a leadership vacuum that Eric Lacey says has made parts of Chicago more violent.
Much of like young guys, you can say cliques possibly, but you know, but there's no organized gang structure going on, because if it was, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be happening.
Lacey's been trying to stop the cycle of violence by working with at-risk youth through the group Target Area since his 19-year-old son, Eric Jr., was killed in a shooting 4 years ago.
If I can do it, losing my child, somebody I would have died for, to make a change, I feel like I can tell somebody else to do the same thing.
He says the answer must involve investing in training, schools, and meaningful jobs. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.